如果我们有在上班工作啊，每一天下班回去之后，晚上你大概做些什么事情
？So if you're working, what do you do when you go home from work?
啊，我想我们大部分的人啊，会啊把这个公司里头的工作啊，不会带回家里去。
And I believe that most of us do not bring our work home.
啊，我们回到家里晚上，我们总是希望能够这个有一个好的休息。
And we wish to rest after we go home from work.
所以在晚上，我们通常不会去做一些要花费我们体力啊，或者花费我们脑筋的事情。
And therefore, at night, we don't do things that use up a lot of our energy or a lot of our mind.
啊，但是有时候在特殊的情形啊，我们也是会，纵然下了班，我们还是要做一些很努力的事情。
But under circumstances, under certain circumstances, you still have to do things that require a lot of effort after work.
那可能是很紧急的事情，很特殊的事情。
And this might be a special circumstance.
那有时候也会给我们留下深刻的印象。
And it often leaves a very lasting memory.
在主耶稣传福音的这个时间里头呢，主耶稣也很注重晚上的休息。
And when Jesus was preaching, he also emphasized resting at night.
所以他常常会带门徒到安静的地方，他们能够这个休息休息。
And so he often took his disciples to a quiet place to rest.
但是有一次却是例外。
But there was one time that was different.
我们请看马可福音第四章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 4.
马可福音第四章第一节。
Mark chapter 4 verse 1.
第一节，耶稣又在海边教训人，有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，船在海里，众人都靠近海站在岸上。
Verse 1, again Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while other people were along the shore that waters edge.
看起来主耶稣在这里呢，他将要有一个很忙碌的一天。
And so it looks like Jesus had a very busy day.
因为有许多的人来到主耶稣那里。
Because many people came to Jesus.
主耶稣希望他所传讲的能够让每一个人都听清楚，都能够懂。
And Jesus wished that all the people who came to him could hear and understand his message.
所以他就聚集众人在这个岸边。
And so he gathered the people around the shore.
他自己坐在这个船上，这样来向会众来传讲。
And he sat in a boat and spoke to the people like this.
我相信这是主耶稣非常努力的一天。
And I believe that Jesus put a lot of hard work into this day.
因为有这么多的人需要聆听他的信息，有这么多的人需要他来安慰他们，来为他们祷告。
Because there are so many people who wanted to receive his word and his comforting words and his prayer.
主耶稣忙碌的话，主耶稣的门徒也应该是跟着非常的忙碌。
And so if Jesus is busy, then his disciples should also be very busy.
那在忙碌的一天之后，他们本来是应该好好的休息的。
So after a busy day, they should have rested.
但是这个晚上呢，主耶稣却给门徒一个很特别的邀请。
But that night, Jesus gave them a very special invitation.
这是一个冒险的邀请。
And this is a very dangerous invitation.
我们请看到第四章的三十五节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 35.
三十五节，那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：“我们渡到那边去吧。”
35. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side."
或许这不是主耶稣常常有的一个举动。
And maybe this is not a very familiar action from Jesus.
因为渡到那一边去也一定是要花费一些的时间跟体力。
Because to go over the other side requires you to put in some time and effort.
那在夜晚如果遇到风浪的话也是相当的危险。
And if they were to encounter wind and storm, then this would be very dangerous.
那因为这个加利利湖它的特殊的地形啊，所以常常也是突然会有风暴的出现。
And because of the location and geography of Galilee, it was very often that they would encounter storms.
马可福音四章三十六节。
Let's look at Mark chapter 4, verse 36.
门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，又别的船同行。
Verse 36, leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him.
啊，真的，主耶稣的门徒他们也没有跟主耶稣喊累，他们就真的带着主耶稣要到对岸去。
And Jesus' disciples did not complain that they were tired, but they took Jesus along with them to the other side.
37节，忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。
Verse 37, a furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped.
啊，常常人所害怕的事情，它特别容易发生。
And so often when you're very scared of something happening, then it will happen.
哦，我们是不是我们的人生常常就是这个样子
？And is it like this in our own daily lives？
啊，或许当时门徒有人心中在想的，希望我们这一趟啊是非常的顺利。
Maybe one of the disciples was thinking inside that I hope that this journey will be very peaceful.
啊，但是常常事实并不像人所想象的那么的顺利。
But often in reality, it is not as we think.
38节。
Verse 38.
耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他，说：“夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？”
Verse 38. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?"
啊，或许耶稣真的是非常的疲惫了。
And maybe Jesus was very tired.
啊，或许耶稣是刻意的啊，这样子让自己睡着了。
Well, maybe Jesus fell asleep on purpose.
39节。
Verse 39.
耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大的平静了。
Verse 39. He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm.
啊，在这个深夜里头，一片的黑暗，遇到大风浪，真的是非常的恐怖。
And it is very scary to encounter a storm in the dark evening.
虽然耶稣的门徒当中有好几个都是有经验的渔夫。
And even though many of Jesus' disciples are experienced fishermen.
但是他们眼看着水一直跑进这个船里头，真的是很危险。
But they saw how dangerous it was when the waves broke over the boat.
所以他们不得不要把主耶稣给叫醒。
And so they had to wake up Jesus.
他们没有办法，或许主耶稣有办法。
And they did not have a solution, but maybe Jesus had a solution.
啊，真的出乎他们的意料，他们没有想到主耶稣就叫风浪给止住了。
And to their surprise, they did not think that Jesus would tell the wind to die down.
啊，当他们都非常惊讶的当中，啊，主耶稣这样告诉他们。
And when they were still in their shock, this is what Jesus said to them.
四十节，耶稣对他们说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？”
Verse 40, he said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?"
主耶稣在勉励他们：“你们凡事要有信心。”
And Jesus was encouraging them that in all things they must have faith.
四十一节，他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？连风和海也听从了他。”
Verse 41, they were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him."
他们知道主耶稣讲话有能力。
And they knew that Jesus spoke with authority.
他们也知道主耶稣能够医病赶鬼。
And they knew that Jesus could heal and cast out demons.
或许这是头一次啊，他们竟然发现，连这个自然界的风浪也听了主耶稣的话。
But maybe this is the first time that they realize that even the winds and the waves obey God's word.
一方面很高兴说我们脱离了危险。
And maybe they were very happy that they had gone over, they were no longer in danger.
一方面也为了这件事情啊，他们也觉得有所惧怕，有所敬畏。
And on another hand, they became fearful.
所以他们彼此问说，这到底是谁？
And so they asked each other, "Who is this?"
我想我们如果当时在场的话，我们也一定会这样子来问，这个人到底是谁？
And I believe that if we were there too, we would ask the same question, who is this?
这个是让门徒们难以忘怀的一个经历。
And this is an experience that was hard to forget for the disciples.
所以就被记载在这个圣经里头。
And that is why it is recorded in the Bible.
那我们今天来看这个事迹啊，我们就可以仔细的去好好的去想想看，这个人到底是谁。
And so when we look at this, we can think very critically as to who is this.
我想我们应该比当时的他们更容易啊来看出来耶稣到底是谁。
And I think it is easier for us to see who Jesus is.
所以他们的遭遇啊，也是为了今天的我们。
And so what they encountered was also for our own purpose.
今天在我们生活当中，总是也会遭遇到风暴的事情。
And in our daily lives, we may also encounter storms.
不一定是自然界的，很多的时候是我们生活当中的一些遭遇。
And it might not be nature, but it could be storms that we encounter in our own lives.
当我们仔细的来看这一段的经过，我们就知道主耶稣是谁。
If you look carefully at how this event happened, then we can realize who Jesus is.
主耶稣就是邀请我们与他同行的救主。
And Jesus is the Savior who invites us to go with him.
在35节，主耶稣对门徒说，让我们渡到那一边去。
In verse 35, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side."
主耶稣应许他们说，我们可以到达对岸。
And Jesus had promised that we would land on the other side.
在我们的生活当中，主耶稣总是给我们很大的应许，很多的应许。
And in our lives, Jesus has given us many promises.
那这一次主耶稣给门徒的呢，是一个，也是一个。大的应许，美好的应许。
And this time Jesus gave his disciples a very beautiful promise.
这是一个由主耶稣跟他们同行的一个航程。
And this is a journey that Jesus will take with them.
在湖的另外一边啊，也将要有一个非常奇特的事情。
And something special would happen on the other side of the lake.
其实主耶稣也是刻意的要往对岸去。
And Jesus wanted to head over to the other side on purpose.
因为这是一个忙碌一整天之后的事情。
Because this is something that he did after a busy day.
因为晚上这个过海总是比较不方便，总是比较不安全的。
And to cross the lake at night is not as convenient or as safe.
原来在对岸有一个人，他也是需要主耶稣的恩典。
And it is because on the other side of the shore, there was also a person who needed Jesus' grace.
留在岸的这一边，主耶稣跟门徒一起过一个团契的夜晚。
And if Jesus had stayed on the same side, then he would have spent a night of fellowship with his disciples.
但是到对岸去，那里也是那你将会有一个更特别的团契。
But if he went to the other side of the shore, there would be an even more special fellowship there.
因为不是总是主耶稣的门徒他们来独享跟耶稣的这个团契。
And because it is not only the disciples of Jesus who can enjoy this special fellowship with Jesus.
主耶稣也愿意将他的恩典、他的美好来让别人分享。
Jesus was willing to share his goodness.And and fellowship with other people too.
这是一个有很大应许的的一个行程。
And this is the process of a very great promise.
因为这个行程里头有主耶稣的同在跟主耶稣的保护。
Because Jesus was with them on this journey and he was protecting them.
所以今天我们基督徒的人生呢，其实也好像门徒的这一个行程。
And so our Christian life is also like this journey that the disciples took.
有时候主耶稣的邀请啊，是在我们觉得非常疲惫的时候。
And sometimes Jesus sends out his invitation to us when we are tired.
有时候教会安排我们来帮忙一些事情啊，正是我们最忙的时候。
And sometimes the church asks us to help out during the busiest time of our life.
甚至有时候我们觉得说，现在正是我很低潮的时候啊，但是教会却安排我来做一些事情。
And we may think that this is a very low point in my life, but the church has asked me to do some things.
请看诗篇四十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 42.
诗篇四十二篇第五节。
Psalm 42 verse 5.
我的心哪、啊、你为何忧闷为何在我里头烦躁应当仰望神因为他笑脸帮助我我还要称赞他。
Verse 5. Why are you so downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior.
十一节。我的心哪、啊、你为何忧闷为何在我里头烦躁应当仰望神因为他因我还要称赞他，他是我脸上的光荣啊，或者帮助，他是我的神。
Verse 11, Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God.
啊，真的，有时候我们心中啊是觉得非常的忧闷啊，非常的烦躁的。
And it is true that often we may feel very downcast and disturbed within.
啊，当有事情我们还没有解决的时候，我们总是有一点这个担心。
And we may be very worried when we have not found the solution to our problems.
啊，当我们生活当中啊，对人或者对事情有所怀疑的时候，我们真的是觉得忧愁的、烦躁的。
And we often feel very downcast and anxious when we encounter things that we cannot solve.
啊，我们常常就觉得说，那就让自己安静一下。
And so we have to quiet ourselves down.
有时候我们觉得说我们要跟别人稍微隔开一下。
And we often feel that we have to separate ourselves from others.
啊，我们好想就啊就静止不动，不往前进。
And we kind of want to remain still and not go forward.
啊，但是信仰这一条道路啊，是每一天都在往前进的。
But this journey of faith.It's a journey that we must walk forward every day.
主耶稣就是呼召我们不断地来往前进。
And Jesus is calling us to walk forward.
虽然门徒已经很累了，主耶稣说让我们渡到对岸去。
And even though the disciples are tired, Jesus told them, invited them to go to the other side of the shore.
作诗的人说，我们应当仰望神。
And the author of the psalm says that we should put our hope in God.
因为神他的脸要光照我们。
Because Jesus will turn his face towards us.
主耶稣要成为我们的帮助。
And Jesus will be a helper.
所以当我们觉得这个忧闷、烦躁的时候，我们要知道，这也是主耶稣正在呼召我们的时候。
And so when we feel downcast or disturbed within, we have to realize that this is also the calling of Jesus.
无论如何，我还是要到神的面前来。
And no matter what, we still have to come before God.
无论如何，我还是要参与弟兄姐妹的团契。
And no matter what, we still have to participate in fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
就好像当时的门徒啊，他们下定决心，愿意跟主耶稣同行。
And it is like the disciples at that time who made the determination to follow Jesus.
所以可能本来只有主耶稣在船上。
So maybe before it was only Jesus on the boat.
因为只有主耶稣在对会众讲道。
Because Jesus was the only one who was preaching to the crowd.
当主耶稣邀请他们呢、啊，他们就也上了船。
But when Jesus invited the disciples, they got on the boat too.
所以今天无论如何啊，我们总是要对主耶稣来打开我们的门。
And so today we have to open our door towards Jesus.
主耶稣常常就好像在叩我们的心门一样。
And Jesus is often knocking at our door.
我们下定决心，愿意接受主耶稣的邀请。
And when we make the determination and accept the invitation from Jesus.
我们看到主耶稣是虔诚的来陪着他们。
And we see that Jesus was there with them the whole journey.
主耶稣既然要跟我们同行，他就会从头到尾跟我们在一起。
And if Jesus is to walk with us, then he will abide with us from beginning to end.
我们常常也需要有人跟我们同行。
And often we also need people to abide with us.
但是我们也知道啊，没有一个人他可以从头陪我们到底。
But we know that no one can accompany us from beginning to end.
父母亲没有办法永远陪着孩子。
And parents cannot stay with their children forever.
孩子很爱父母亲，很孝顺，但是也常常不能够 总是陪着父母亲。
And even if children love their parents and obey them, they still cannot abide with their parents forever.
啊，就是最相爱的夫妻，也常常是没有办法永远的陪着自己的配偶。
And even the most loving spouse, spouses, they cannot stay with each other forever.
啊，我们的朋友也是这个样子，没有一个朋友能够是陪我们从头到尾的。
And even with our friends, they cannot stay with us from beginning to end.
啊，但是主耶稣他跟我们同行是从头到尾。
But when Jesus is with us, he is with us from beginning to end.
所以有他的同在啊，这是一个非常美妙的这个啊应许。
And so, God's abidance with us is a very beautiful promise.
请看《创世纪》二十六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 26.
啊，这是以撒遇到生活当中啊让他忧愁的一个时刻。
And this was when Isaac encountered something that brought him worry.
啊，因为他跟那个地方的人同时的面对着饥荒的事情。
Because he encountered a famine along with the people who were with him.
二十六章第三节，啊，第二节。
Chapter 26, verse 2.
神向以撒显现说：“你不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地。”
Verse 2. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live."
遇到了困难，我们总是要靠神所给我们的知识啊，我们要想想办法。
And so when we encounter difficulties, we have to rely on the wisdom that God has given us.
缺少粮食，那就应该往有粮食的地方去。
And if you're lacking of food, then you should go towards places where there are food.
啊，当时埃及是一个有粮食的地方。
And at that time, Egypt was a place full of food.
所以以撒他就想要往埃及去。
And so Isaac wanted to go towards Egypt.
但是神却对以撒有一个邀请。
But God made an invitation to Isaac.
跟我要跟你同行。
And it was that he was going to be with him.
你不要下埃及去。
And do not go down to Egypt.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你聚居在这地，我必与你同在，赐福给你，因为我要将这些地都赐给你和你的后裔。我必坚定向你父亚伯拉罕所起的誓。
Verse 3, stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you, and will bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands, and will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham.
啊，神应许他说，我跟你同在。
And so Jesus had promised that he would be with him.
所以以撒他就下定决心跟神同行。
And so Isaac made the determination to go on this journey with God.
好，我们请再跳过来看十二节。
Let's jump to verse 12.
以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成，主祝福给他。
Verse 12, Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year reaped a hundredfold because the Lord blessed him.
住在那里的一年，那是有神同在的一年。
And when he lived there for a year, this was a year where God was with him.
我们再请看创世纪二十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 28.
创世纪二十八章十五节。
Genesis chapter 28, verse 15.
十五节，我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到成全了向你所应许的。
Verse 15, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
啊，这也是神对，这是神对这个雅各啊，对雅各的应许。
And this is God's promise to Jacob.
啊，我愿意跟你同行。
I will be with you.
所以雅各他也下定决心跟神同行。
And so Jacob also made the decision to walk with God.
神也照着他的应许，从头到尾跟雅各同行。
And God also kept his promise and stayed with Jacob from beginning to end.
这当中虽然雅各也经历了人生的一些挫折跟风暴。
And even though Jacob encountered a lot of difficulties and storms in his life,
但是总是有神跟他同行。
But he also had God walking with him.
我们请跳过来看三十二章的第十节。
Let's jump to chapter 32, verse 10.
创世纪三十二章第十节。
Genesis chapter 32, verse 10.
雅各说：“你向仆人所施的一切慈爱和诚实，我一点也不配得。我先前只拿着我的杖过这约旦河，如今我却成了两队。”
Verse 10. I am unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant. I have only my staff when I crossed this Jordan, but now I have become two groups.
这个经过二十年，雅各回头看。
So when Jacob looked back after 20 years.
啊，真的照神给他的应许，这一路上神跟他同行。
He saw that Jesus, God, had been with him this whole journey.
啊，神邀请他，他也立定决心接受神的邀请。
So when God opened this invitation towards him, he was determined and accepted.
啊，他发现说，我能够有现在的拥有，其实我是不配的。
And he realized that he was unworthy of everything he had.
啊，就因为神你爱我。你邀请我，我接受了你的邀请。
And it was only because he accepted God's love and His kindness.
不但这样子啊，我们神主耶稣跟我们同行，直到我们回到天家。
And Jesus will walk with us until we return back to our heavenly home.
请看马太福音二十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章二十节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 20.
二十节，凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Verse 20, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
在人生的道路上，主耶稣邀请我们来跟他同行。
On our life's journey, Jesus has invited us to walk with him.
啊，什么叫做跟主耶稣同，接受主耶稣的邀请？
And what does it mean to accept the invitation from Jesus?
啊，就是这里主耶稣所说的，凡教训你们的都遵守。
And it is to be obey everything that He has commanded us.
啊，就像当时的门徒，主耶稣说，让我们渡到那里去，门徒就上了船。
And it is like the disciples at the time when Jesus said, "Let us go to the other side of the shore." They got on the boat.
主耶稣给我们的邀请都总是非常的清楚的。
And Jesus gives us very clear invitations.
啊，圣经告诉我们。我们应该怎么做，我们就照着做。
And so what the Bible tells us to do, we should do accordingly.
主耶稣叫风浪这个止住了。
And Jesus told the storm to stop.
这一些人就问说，这到底是谁？
And the disciples asked, who is this?
主耶稣到底是谁？
So who is Jesus?
主耶稣他陪我们一起来度过我们人生的风暴。
And Jesus is someone who would be with us and accompany us when we encounter difficulties in our life.
当这个大风浪，当这个风浪来的时候，不是只有门徒在船上，主耶稣也在船上。
When the storm came, it was not only the disciples who were on the boat, but Jesus was on the boat with them.
人生一定会有风暴的。
And we would definitely encounter storms and difficulties in our life.
圣经常常用物质上的这个风暴啊，来给我们一些的提醒。
And the Bible often uses storms in the Bible to remind us.
圣经的人物，他们实际上的经历了海上啊，或者湖上的啊这个风暴。
And there are many biblical characters who encounter storms either at the sea or in the lake.
那这些都来反映出在人生里头的这个风暴。
And this all can reflect the kind of storms that we will encounter in our own lives.
不同的风暴它有不同的目的。
And so different storms have different purposes.
每一个在基督里头的人不同的遭遇啊，是带有不同的神的一个神圣的目的在里头。
And so everything we encounter in our spiritual journey is different for each person.
在旧约圣经里头提到一个耶拿先知。
And in the Old Testament, it records prophet Jonah.
耶拿书第一章一开始就提到了耶拿所坐的船遇到的大风浪。
And in Jonah chapter 1, it records that the boat that Jonah got on encountered a huge storm.
那一场的风浪啊，特别是为耶拿而有的。
And that storm was for Jonah.
啊，同样的，船上的这个船长、水手，在那一次都 都害怕了。
And even the crew and the captain of the boat were afraid.
啊，虽然他们都是有丰富航海经验的人。
And even though they were very experienced at sea.
啊，他们觉得说他们这一次可能要丧命了。
They thought that they were going to die.
那为什么约拿遇到这一次的风浪
？And so why did Jonah encounter this difficulty?
啊，因为约拿他有一些的不顺服。
Because Jonah was not very obedient.
啊，他一个先知啊，他甚至很天真的想说。他要躲避神。
And as a prophet, he thought that he could hide from God.
啊，是非常 naive 啊，非常幼稚、天真的说他要躲避神。
And it was very naive of him to think this way.
啊，如果平常人说我要躲避神，那还说得过去。一个先知，他难道不知道神是充满万有吗
？And he was just not an ordinary person, but he was a prophet. Did he not know that God? As the ruler of all heavens and earth.
啊，这可以看到人在软弱的时候是有多么的软弱。
And so we can see how weak mankind are when they are very weak.
啊，纵然是一个先知，他在软弱的时候啊，他也显得是那么的无知，那么的幼稚。
And we can see that even as a prophet, he was still very naive and foolish.
啊，所以
when he was weak.
啊，只要是人，啊，我们总是需要彼此的勉励，彼此的代祷。
And so as humans, we need mutual encouragement, and we need to pray for one another.
啊，不要以为说是先知哈，那现在教会里头的这个传道、长老、执事也都是人啊，也都会有这个软弱或者幼稚的时候。
And so even the pastors and the preachers in the church also have their weaknesses.
啊，所以我们要常常互相代祷。
And so we must often intercede and pray for one another.
这个约拿遇到了这个风暴之后啊，他就。懂得要顺服神的指示。
And so after Jonah encountered the storm, he learned to obey God's command.
到处传福音的保罗，他也曾经遇到风浪。
And Paul, who preached to all different places, he also encountered storms.
他有一个热切的心，希望能够有更多的人来认识主耶稣，来接受主耶稣的救恩。
And he had a very fervent heart, and he wanted more people to come to know Jesus.
所以主耶稣曾经让他在遇到风浪当中，让他有那传福音的机会。
And so God let him encounter storms so that he would have the opportunity to preach the gospel.
哦，虽然在风浪的当中，每一个人都是害怕的，包括保罗。
And in the storm, even Paul himself was afraid.
啊，但是最后保罗他能看到。他遇到这个风浪的目的在哪里
？But in the end, Paul was able to see the purpose of why he encountered the storm.
请看《使徒行传》二十七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 27.
使徒行传》二十七章二十四节。
Acts chapter 27, verse 24.
二十四节，保罗，不要害怕，你必定站在该撒面前。并且与你同船的人，神都赐给你了。
And said, "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you."
在那大风浪当中，保罗当然也觉得害怕。
And of course, Paul was also very afraid in the storm.
啊，所以这个神的使者安慰他说：“你不要害怕。”
And so the angel of God comforted him and said, "Do not be afraid."
啊，说这个船上的人，神都赐给你了。
He said that all the lives of those who sailed with him would be given to him.
啊，这是一个给你做有力的见证的一个好机会。
And this is a great opportunity for you to witness.
啊，当然，啊，所以啊，这整条船的人，他们也真的看到保罗所拜的神所彰显在他们当中的能力跟爱。
And so all the people on the boat who sailed with Paul were able to see the strength and the love of God.
马可福音第四章，这些门徒他们遇到了这一次的风暴。
And so the storm that the disciples encountered in Mark chapter 4.
这对他们的信心啊，将有很大的帮助。
The storm was very helpful for their faith.
他们明白了，主耶稣就是那个创造宇宙万物的神。
Because they realized that Jesus is the creator of all heaven and earth.
啊，因为连风海都听了他的命令。
Because even the wind and the waves obeyed him.
啊，所以在风暴当中，我们要彼此代祷。
And so in the storm, we must pray for one another.
啊，我们不用去啊这个评论别人所遭遇到的风暴。
And we shouldn't critique or judge the storms that other people have encountered.
因为在每一个风暴里头，神一定都有他美好的目的在里头。
Because God has a beautiful purpose in each storm.
这些门徒他们彼此在问说，这到底是谁？
So the disciples asked each other, who is this?
那今天我们很清楚的知道，主耶稣他就是那一位超越了我们的环境，我们的遭遇。的那一位救主。
And today we know that Jesus is the Savior who transcends all of our environment.
无论我们觉得我们的遭遇是多么的多么的困难，我们知道主耶稣他掌控一切。
And even though we may encounter great difficulties, we know that Jesus controls everything.
马可福音第四章告诉我们说，这些门徒他们顺服主耶稣的指示。
In Mark chapter 4, it says the disciples obeyed and followed Jesus' command.
但是他们却遇到了这个风暴。
But they still encountered the storm.
这些门徒有主耶稣跟他们同在，但是他们遇到了这个风暴。
And the disciples had Jesus with them, but they still encountered the storm.
以我们今天的话来讲，就是我照着神的旨意在做，但是我遇到了风暴。
And so today, we may be following the will of God, but we may still encounter a storm.
但是最后我们必须承认说，我们的主耶稣他仍然掌控一切。
But we must realize at the end that Jesus controls everything.
我们请看约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章三十三节。
John chapter 16 verse 33.
三十三节，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Verse 33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
最后一句话，主耶稣说，我已经胜了世界。
And so in the last phrase, Jesus said, I have overcome the world.
在主耶稣说这一句话的时候啊，他包括了两个。含义在里头。
And so when Jesus said this, he had two meanings.
为什么主耶稣说我已经胜了世界？
So why did Jesus say I have overcome the world?
三十二节的最后一句话说，其实我不是独自一人，因为有父与我同在。
In the last sentence of verse 32, it says, "Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me."
因为主耶稣已经说了，这些门徒啊，他们即将害怕逃跑离开主耶稣。
Because the disciples are afraid and they wanted to leave Jesus.
多么悲伤的让人这个感伤的事情，最需要有人同在的时候，大家都跑掉了。
And during this very sad and lonely time, Jesus needed someone with him, but all his disciples had left him.
但是主耶稣说，我已经胜了世界。
But Jesus said, I have overcome the world.
主耶稣说，因为有父与我同在。
Because the Father is with me.
那为什么门徒他们会害怕跑掉？
And so why were the disciples scared and why did they run away?
因为在那一种情势里头啊，是会有生命的危险。
Because in that situation, there was danger to their lives.
跟生命有关系的总是对人造成最大的威胁。
And so there is the greatest threat when your life is on the line.
主耶稣说，他将生命交出去，他还能够再拿回来。
And Jesus says, I can give you life, and I can also take away your life.
主耶稣知道他受死，他要复活。
And Jesus knew that he had to die and resurrect.
这就是为什么主耶稣说，我已经胜了这个世界。
And that is why Jesus said, I have overcome the world.
所以主耶稣他仍然掌控一切。
And so Jesus is in control of everything.
今天我们在主耶稣基督里头啊，我们也可以这样说，我已经胜了世界。
And today in Jesus Christ, you can also say that we have overcome the world.
因为我们不是孤单一个人在面对着我们的遭遇。
Because we are not facing everything that we encounter alone.
我们可以像主耶稣这里所说的，我不是独自一人，因为有父神跟我同在。
We can say, just as Jesus did here, that I am not alone, for my Father is with me.
再来就生命而言，我们也知道我们是有永生的。
And we know that we have eternal life.
所以跟主耶稣一样，没有这个所谓生命的威胁，不怕这个生命的威胁。
And just like Jesus, we are not threatened by life.
因为我们都在第一次的复活上面有份。
Because we are all part of the first resurrection.
请看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
二十章。
Chapter 20.
启示录二十章第六节。
Revelation chapter 20 verse 6.
第六节，启示录二十章第六节，在头一次复活有份的有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他身上没有权柄。
Verse 6, blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them.
这里说第二次的死在我们身上没有权柄。
And here it says the second death has no power over us.
我们都知道最可怕的死就是这里所说的这个第二次的死。
And we know that the most terrifying death is the death that is recorded here, which is the second death.
这个也叫做硫磺火湖里头的永远的死。
And this is eternal death in fire.
那这里告诉我们说，在头一次复活有份的，我们就没有这一个第二次的死的威胁。
And here it says that those who have part in the first resurrection are not threatened by the second death.
什么是第一次的复活？
And so what is this first resurrection?
就是我们接受洗礼从水里上来的时候。
And this is when we receive baptism and we come up from the water.
罗马书第六章说我们受洗跟主耶稣同死同埋葬同复活。
And in Romans chapter 6 it says that when we receive baptism we were buried and resurrected with him.
所以就像大卫的诗说虽然我们行过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害。
And it is just like the psalm that David wrote, that even though we walk through the valley of death, we will not be afraid.
因为主的杖、主的竿都要引领我们、安慰我们。
Because Jesus' staff and his rod will guide us.
主耶稣说对那个风浪说安静了吧、止住了吧。
And Jesus said to the storm, be still.
我们一起来唱诗378首。
Let's sing hymn 378.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们生活当中尤其在风暴当中我们总是有很多的很多的这个很多的这个疑问或跟我们所觉得没有办法做的。
And in our daily lives, especially when we encounter storms, we may have a lot of questions or we may feel like we cannot do anything.
我们会跟主耶稣说这是不可能的。
And we may tell Jesus that this is impossible.
但主耶稣会回答我们说，在他凡事都能。
But Jesus will reply, in him all things are possible.
我们会对主耶稣说，我实在是走得很累了。
And we may say to Jesus, I am tired.
但是很奇怪，越累啊，越没有办法好好的休息。
And it is very strange because the more tired you are,the less that you are able to rest.
真的，今天有很多的人真的需要休息啊，但是没有办法休息。
And it is true that today a lot of people need rest, but they are unable to.
肉体很累啊，心中却很烦。
And physically they are very tired, and inside they
心里很烦，很
they're very worried inside.
那我们知道，人心中如果很烦躁忧虑啊。是真的没有办法休息的。
And we know that when our soul and inside we're very anxious and worried, we are unable to rest.
所以当我们说主啊，我好累哦。
So when we say to Jesus, I am very tired.
主耶稣说，到我这里来，我让你得安息。
Jesus will say to us, come to me and I will give you rest.
我们有时候觉得说，怎么突然间好像大家都远离我了。
And sometimes we may think, how come everyone is avoiding me?
我们对主耶稣说，没有人真的爱我。
And we may say to Jesus, no one really loves me.
主耶稣说，你永远属于我，我爱你。
But Jesus will say to us, you will always be part of me, I love you.
有时候我们会对主耶稣说，我实在没有办法继续往前进。
And sometimes we may say to Jesus, I really cannot walk forward.
主耶稣要告诉我们说，我的恩典够你用。
But Jesus will say to us, my grace is sufficient for you.
我们会对主耶稣说，我没有办法做这个。
And we may say to Jesus, I cannot do this.
主耶稣说，你看保罗，保罗说，我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
But Jesus will say, look at Paul. He said that I will trust in him who gives me strength and all things are possible.
虽然这都是圣经里头神主耶稣啊，神或者主耶稣所说的。
And these are all things that Jesus and God have said in the Bible.
但是在我们的祷告里，祷告当中啊，我们也要听到主耶稣这样对我们讲。
But in our prayers, we must also hear this from Jesus.
啊，所以啊，让我们来做结束的祷告。
And so let us kneel down and say our concluding prayer.
啊，将我们的事情、我们的问题来带到主耶稣的面前。
And let us present our problems in front of God.
求主耶稣打开我们里头那个心灵的耳朵。
And we must ask God to open the spiritual ear inside.
让我们里头的耳朵来听见主耶稣对我们所说的话。
That we may hear what Jesus is telling us.
尤其如果我们是在风暴的当中。
Especially if we are in the middle of a storm.
我们更需要主耶稣对我们说。我们更需要主耶稣更对我们说话。
We need Jesus to speak to us.
让我们在祷告当中仔细的来聆听。
And may we hear very carefully in our prayers.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来。
And if you wish to receive laying of hands, you're welcome to come to the front.
我们也特别为春季的灵恩布道会祷告，4月8号到4月12号。
And let us also pray for the upcoming spring spiritual convocation from April 8th to 12th.
我们一起同心祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.